The Perfect Mile by Neil Bascombe, a summary. The Perfect Mile by Neil Bascombe is a nonfiction book that tells the story of three runners who competed to become the first person to break the 4-minute mile in the 1950s. The book chronicles the lives of Roger Bannister, John Landy, and Wes Santee and the intense training, no focus, and determination it took to achieve this feat. The book also provides an insightful look into the sports industry of the time and how it transformed running into the popular sport it is today. Key takeaways. 1. The importance of mental toughness. One key takeaway from The Perfect Mile is the importance of mental toughness when it comes to achieving ambitious goals. Despite the physical challenges of running a mile in under 4 minutes, the mental aspect was equally challenging for all three runners. Roger Bannister, in particular, worked hard to cultivate a strong mental focus that helped him reach his goal. He used visualization techniques and self-talk to stay motivated and focused, and this helped him build up his confidence and overcome any doubts or negative thoughts that might have held him back. 2. The impact of innovation. The Perfect Mile also highlights the impact that innovation can have on achieving new heights in sports. The development of new training techniques, equipment, and track surfaces helped all three runners push beyond their previous limits. For example, Bannister's coach, Franz Stampfl, introduced interval training and hill repeats to Bannister's workouts, which helped him increase his endurance and speed. Similarly, the development of synthetic track surfaces allowed for better traction and less injury, making it easier for runners to train harder and more consistently. 3. The importance of competition. The Perfect Mile also underscores the importance of healthy competition in achieving ambitious goals. All three runners were driven by a desire to be the first person to break the 4-minute mile. Their intense rivalry with one another helped to push them to new heights, and the public interest in their competition also added to the excitement and motivation to succeed. 4. The power of perseverance. The Perfect Mile also tells a story of perseverance in the face of challenges and setbacks. All three runners faced injuries, illnesses, and setbacks on their journey to break the 4-minute mile. For Bannister, it took several tries before he finally achieved his goal, and Landy had to overcome a serious bout of glandular fever that left him nearly unable to run. The book shows that perseverance, resilience, and an unwavering commitment to a goal can help athletes overcome even the toughest obstacles. 5. The social and cultural significance of sports. Finally, The Perfect Mile underscores the social and cultural significance of sports, particularly running, in the 1950s. Running was seen as a way to overcome the physical and mental challenges of life, and it was praised for its ability to cultivate discipline, strength, and inner fortitude. The book also touches on issues of nationalism, as each runner represented his respective country. Bannister was British, Landy was Australian, and Santee was American, and their success was seen as a triumph for their countries as a whole. Conclusion. The Perfect Mile by Neil Bascombe is a captivating read that offers insights into the world of sports, competing at the highest level, and the power of perseverance and mental fortitude. The book offers valuable lessons for athletes and non-athletes alike, demonstrating the importance of focus, innovation, competition, and resilience in achieving ambitious goals. Overall, A Perfect Mile is a must-read for anyone interested in sports, human achievement, and the power of the human spirit.